Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Maybe this was your show back in the 90s, Mad About You. Or maybe you know Paul Reiser from his books or his stand-up. In fact, Comedy Central named him as one of the 100 best stand-ups of all time, and he's in Batavia tomorrow night. Paul, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Oh.
You know, I just want to point out, by the way, when they say one of the top comics of all time, that's going back to, like, you know, Egypt. That's like, it's a very inclusive list. So it's more impressive than you might even think.
I think that the title of your tour just makes me laugh because I can relate. I was like, oh my God, I can relate to this. Tell everybody what it is.
It is called the Big Font Tour. And somebody said, well, why is it called the Big Font Tour? I said, well, why don't you think for a second? Why don't you guess? Because as they saw me squinting to read my little set list that I sometimes bring up on stage, he said, boy, those are big letters. I said, yes, because I'm not 25 anymore. I need the font to be readable.
I've had a few 25-year-olds try and humiliate me, like in a bar or at a concert where they'll be behind you and they'll see the font on your phone and they're like, oh, dude, what? I'm like, you'll get there.
Yes.
You'll get there.
But you can say yes, but you can read it from three people back, can't you?
Yes, they can. And
exactly.
I know you're always busy because you're so creative, but there was a break of time for like, 15, 20 years where you were not doing stand-up, right?
Yeah, not by any design. I was always intending to come back, but back when Mad About You was over, I was happy to take a break, and one thing led to another. And I suddenly went, oh, it's been a while since I've been on stage. And I was busy with other stuff, but, you know, the minute I got back on stage, and it felt like, you know, it was like, oh, I missed it. And it felt exactly, going back after a long break, felt exactly the way I felt when I first went up. I was 18. And I'll be honest, there were not a lot of things you can do in your 60s that feel like you did when you were 18, 19.
I'm with you.
Stand-up is one. Yeah. So it's been great. It's just, you know, there's nothing like getting in front of a live audience and people laughing right in the same room. They're not even on Zoom.
Yeah.
They're there.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. The show is tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Batavia Fine Arts Center in Batavia, of course. And if you go to paulreiser.com, you can buy tickets. But I love the picture that they have of you, at least on the Batavia Fine Arts Center, is because you don't do a lot of physical comedy, but the hunched shoulders and the hands in the pocket is so Paul Reiser.
I have no idea what picture they have. You know, the sad thing is I was probably trying to stand up straight, and that's the best I could do. But as long as you were entertained, I feel better.
Absolutely. In fact, when I Googled you today, one of the top stories came up from News Now in Nigeria. I'm like, Nigeria? Why are they
in Nigeria. I'm huge. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Honestly.
Nigeria?
Honestly.
What do you mean?
A story came up. I'm like, well, I just have to click on it to see why.
What is the story? Do I have a show there that I forgot to put on my calendar?
They're just talking about you. And speaking of huge, people were so concerned that you gained so much weight when you're on the Comiskey method.
Yes.
People were freaking out, and they just couldn't rectify the fact that you're in that role.
Well, they padded me up and they made me look older, and I got two different types of phone calls. I got a lot of calls from friends going, what has happened? And then there were friends who called me because the other friends were too scared to even call me directly. So they would say, what happened to Paul? I saw him 3 months ago. He's let himself go. I was like, no, that's the genius of makeup. But the great thing about doing a show like that where you put on pretend weight, when you take it off, the regular 15 pounds that you're overweight doesn't look so bad anymore.
Amen.
It's like swinging with two bats. You go, well, now I'm terrific.
And I know that the Duffer Brothers actually chose you and specifically maybe wrote that role for you on Stranger Things, right?
they're crazy. Yeah, apparently they said that we were writing this and we were thinking of you the whole time, and so we figured we should probably call you. Which he said, in fact, he said the first draft, it was the Dr. Owens character was actually called Dr. Reiser, and I thought, well, if you're going to call it Dr. Reiser, you know, don't be calling, you know, Ryan Gosling. Call me. Let me do it. He's working.
I have a question about that, because we had a big discussion today earlier, yes, on the show about IMDb, and one of my fellow colleagues was telling me, well, you know, the artists, they curate what is on there, and you didn't list Stranger Things on there. Is it just not because it's been updated, or you're more proud of work that you've done previously?
What do you...
That's not what he was telling me. I'm like, IMDb, I don't know.
I have no idea. No, you know, I'm very bad about those things, and I don't think I'm in charge of that. I think the gods in IMDb just do that. So maybe, thank you for pointing that out. I will point out to my crack team of publicists that they missed that, but I had to call you to let...
Hey, yes, but they've got you on in Nigeria.
Thank God. You know, you have your priorities. Never mind Stranger Things. He's on Good Morning Nigeria.
So, Paul, you started to say the difference of being on stage when you were 18 when you first did stand-up to doing stand-up tomorrow night in Batavia, now in your 60s. What are the differences, or is the feeling the same?
Well, you know, first of all, there are many differences. For one thing, you know, at 18, you go on at 1 in the morning, and you're thrilled. Now I'm going, you know what, I got to be off the stage by 9, because I'm in pajamas 8:45, so let's move this along, shall we? No, but what I meant was the stand-up, you know, the world has changed, and one of the few things that has remained the same is stand-up. There's no app to do it faster or better. You just get up, and it's just very... uncomplicated. You know, it's you thinking of funny things that happen to you. You tell them to the people and they laugh because they go, oh yeah, that sounds like my house. And then you go home. That's the whole thing. It's very simple. And that has not changed. But of course the material changes. And as you get older, you know, when you're 18 or you're complaining about college food, it's not the same thing as when you're 60. And now, you know, my kids and my wife and take the brunt of it, of the material. I tell them, truly, without them, I have no act. So thank goodness I have a great wife and great kids.
You know, isn't it interesting? I know a few people in your business, and so many times people expect them to be on, to be funny all the time, be funny. And their family's like, all right, dial it back, enough already.
Yes, dial it back. I have found out that is sort of a universal thing. I heard Springsteen once give an interview, and he was talking about his kids know maybe two of his songs. I went, well, what do you mean?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, as far as they know, I'm gone a lot and I stay up late. They no matter how big you are, your kids are not impressed.
Yeah.
So that's a universal truth.
It really is a universal truth. So you're flying into Chicago, I would imagine, or are you already here?
I'll be flying in tonight. And now, by the way, here's another exciting thing, talking about my son. So there is a new comic book out in the Marvel world. There's a What If, is part of the What If sort of world, universe, where they took my character in Aliens and said, what if Burke had lived? And this became a 5-issue thing that my son, my younger son Leon, is a writer on. And it was about 4 of us writing. And he kind of took the lead. I don't know the comic book world, but he really does. And suddenly he was writing all this great stuff. And I thought, oh, so all those years where you were in your room reading comic books and I was begging you to go outside,
uh-huh,
It paid off. You have a skill, a marketable skill. So if you go to your local comic book store, it just came out yesterday, and everywhere I went, they said it's sold out.
Oh, that's
so,
awesome.
That's good. So, yeah, so it's very cool. I get to see my son have his first professional gig.
Nothing happier than that.
Cool.
I mean, as a parent, that just brings us so much joy. And it's something you don't understand. You don't know the comic book.
I don't understand it. Yes. He would be, he's the Paul Whisperer. He would tell them what I, you know, my character would say that would be funny. And then he would whisper to me, Dad, what's happening is you see the xenomorphs. And I go, just write it. You don't have, I don't have to know.
My eyes glaze over. Yeah. Paul, thank you so much for giving us a couple minutes of your time. Have fun in Batavia tomorrow night. The crowd will go wild for you.
I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there. See you tomorrow.
Paul Reiser. Go to paulreiser.com. Buy some tickets. They're available right now. That show is at the Batavia Fine Arts Center at 7:30 tomorrow night. Steve's News comes up next on 720 WGN.